Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 100 Proven Ways to Acquire and Keep Clients for Life, The Path to Permanent Business Success by C. Richard Whaleman is a business and customer relationship book focused on client acquisition, retention, and long-term loyalty. Rather than treating sales as a one-time conversion, the book argues that lasting growth comes from building experiences that make clients feel understood, valued, and remembered. Whaleman draws on decades of work in sales, consulting, and customer experience to present practical tactics for leaders, advisors, service professionals, and marketers who want to move beyond transactional relationships. The book is positioned as a handbook for creating repeat business and advocacy through empathy, thoughtful communication, and consistent follow-through. Its central idea is that client lifetime value is maximized when organizations design every interaction to strengthen trust and deepen connection over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, client loyalty is built through experience, not just delivery. A core argument of the book is that winning a client is only the first step. Keeping that client requires an intentional experience that stands out in a crowded and commoditized market. Whaleman frames client loyalty as the result of how people feel during and after each interaction, not merely the quality of the product or service itself. This matters because many industries now offer similar features, pricing, and convenience, which means emotional and relational differentiation becomes a competitive advantage. The book emphasizes that clients are more likely to stay when providers show they are paying attention to the person, not just the transaction. That perspective shifts business strategy away from one-off selling and toward relationship stewardship. It also helps explain why small, consistent gestures can have an outsized effect on retention. In this framework, client experience is not a soft add-on, but a central business system that influences repeat purchases, referrals, and long-term value. Secondly, empathy and human connection are treated as practical business tools. Whaleman gives unusual weight to empathy, kindness, thoughtfulness, and caring because he treats them as operational behaviors rather than abstract values. The book suggests that clients are constantly evaluating whether a business understands their situation and responds with genuine concern. That makes empathy a measurable part of service quality, not simply a personality trait. The practical implication is that professionals need to listen more carefully, ask better questions, and respond in ways that reflect the client's priorities. This approach also reduces the distance between sales and service, because both functions depend on trust and perceived sincerity. By elevating human connection, the book challenges overly scripted or mechanical customer interactions that can feel efficient but impersonal. The underlying reasoning is simple: people remain loyal to providers who make them feel respected and heard. In a market where many businesses sound similar, the ability to communicate warmth and understanding becomes a distinctive asset that can influence both retention and reputation. Thirdly, the Great Reevaluation explains why customers now scrutinize providers more closely. One of the book's defining concepts is the Great Reevaluation, which describes a broader shift in how consumers assess the businesses they rely on. The idea is that clients are no longer willing to accept mediocre treatment simply because a provider is familiar or convenient. Instead, they compare experiences more actively and look for signs that a business deserves their continued trust. This concept helps explain why retention cannot be taken for granted, even in established relationships. Whaleman uses it to argue that professionals must regularly reassess whether their clients are receiving enough value, attention, and responsiveness to remain engaged. The strategic consequence is that businesses need to be proactive rather than reactive. They cannot wait for dissatisfaction to surface before improving the relationship. The Great Reevaluation also makes the book timely, because it reflects a marketplace in which switching costs feel lower and expectations are higher. For readers, the concept provides a useful lens for understanding why ordinary service is no longer sufficient to secure loyalty. Fourthly, the book turns relationship strategy into repeatable tactics for sales and service teams, unlike books that stay at the level of philosophy. This one is built around practical behaviors that professionals can apply in everyday interactions. Whaleman emphasizes specific habits such as clarifying next steps, focusing on benefits rather than features, and giving clients space to talk about their own priorities and experiences. These tactics matter because they make communication more client-centered and reduce the chances that conversations become one-sided pitches. The book also highlights re-engagement as an important discipline, showing that former or drifting clients can often be recovered through deliberate outreach and better listening. This is especially relevant for teams that rely on recurring business or long sales cycles. The practical value of the book is that it connects customer experience to sales execution, showing how the same relational habits influence acquisition, retention, and advocacy. Readers do not just get a general reminder to be nicer. They get a framework for changing how they ask, respond, follow up, and present value in ways that are likely to improve outcomes. Lastly, retention is presented as a growth strategy, not a post-sale afterthought. The book repeatedly argues that retention deserves the same attention as acquisition because long-term revenue depends on clients who continue to buy and recommend the business. This changes the usual assumption that growth is mainly about new leads and closing more deals. Whalen shows that a retained client can become a more profitable asset over time through repeat business, referrals, and stronger trust. That is why the book treats loyalty-building gestures as strategic investments rather than courtesy. Examples and references to well-known customer-focused brands reinforce the idea that retention is earned through consistency, personalization, and thoughtful communication. The logic is that client acquisition may create opportunity, but retention creates stability and compounding value. This makes the book especially relevant for firms that operate in competitive service industries, financial advisory, consulting, and other relationship-driven fields. By presenting retention as a core growth engine, the book helps readers see that the quality of the client relationship is not separate from business performance. It is one of the main drivers of it. In conclusion, this book is best suited for leaders, sales professionals, advisors, service teams, and marketers who depend on repeat business and long-term trust. Readers who are already familiar with customer service or relationship selling will still find value because the book is not mainly theoretical. It translates client loyalty into concrete behaviors, communication habits, and operational priorities. Its practical benefit is that it helps organizations identify where ordinary interactions are weakening trust and where small changes can improve retention and advocacy. Intellectual value comes from the way it reframes client acquisition and loyalty as parts of one continuous system rather than separate business functions. What makes it stand out in its category is its insistence that emotional connection, not just efficiency or persuasion, is a measurable part of business performance. Compared with many sales books that focus narrowly on closing techniques, this one concentrates on how to create relationships that last. That makes it especially useful for professionals who want sustainable growth, stronger client relationships, and a more disciplined approach to customer experience. It is essentially a playbook for turning service quality into long-term business advantage. If you would like to support C. Richard Whaleman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.